Damon Parks. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Oh, I'm doing wonderful, especially with this awesome weather we have.
Now, NASP, got to explain that first off.
Okay, it's NASP, N-A-S-P.
It's SP, okay.
Yeah, it's National Archery in the Schools Program.
Okay.
And I am a kind of a contract employee with Game and Parks as far as making sure that we get teachers trained in archery so that they can do this program in their schools.
In their schools.
Yes, correct.
Very good. Now, that is a natural fit for the Game and Parks to take this under their umbrella, and I'm glad that happened. Do you know the story behind that?
Yeah. So, like I said, National Archery in the Schools Program, they're across the country. It's in 47 states, three countries. And it would be hard for one organization to try to oversee and making sure everybody's following the protocols and rules of the program. A lot of the, in Nebraska, Nebraska Game of Parks are basically oversee everything that goes along with this program. A lot of fishing games and parks.
That would seem to be the natural fit, is bring it under the umbrella of the local Game and Parks system.
Correct.
Very good. How did you get involved with this?
Well, I'm a retired teacher, and the school that I was teaching at brought on NASP, and I really like, I'm an avid outdoorsman, but I really like the program, what it provided for the kids. After that coach retired, I basically took that program over, and 16 years later, here I am.
The old saying of never volunteer for anything that you don't intend to run comes to mind.
Correct. Yeah, but I really enjoy what the and really enjoy the what NASP offers kids and who it can offer to. You don't have to be the strongest person. You don't have to be the fastest person. You don't have to be the tallest person. This program and archery in itself, anybody can really do it. Even your physical limitations, we can adapt some stuff, and you could be shooting.
We, when you were talking about that the other day, the other night when we were visiting, that reminded me of a story I did with a neighbor I had at the time. He has since moved south. He was paralyzed from the waist down and had been an avid outdoorsman, and got into trap shooting, and he shot on the Paralyzed Veterans of America trap team, and he made a statement one day that really said it to me. He said, "It's the only sport I can compete in. Archery might be another one." He says, "It's the only sport I can compete in on an equal level with a walking person." Yeah, that works. I can understand that.
Absolutely.
And with your program, like I said, you can make a few adaptations. You can do the same thing.
Yes.
Excellent. Tell us a little more about the program and how it gets involved in schools. I was very intrigued with that and the program in general, because so many schools have gone totally woke and stupid on the end that an arrow is a weapon, so you can't have it near a school. So
right.
How do you get it in there?
Okay. Well, National Archery in the Schools program is built on a few things, and it's honesty, integrity, safety, and safety being the main thing. The program is built for grades 4 through 12.
Okay.
They have to teach it within their PE program or like an FFA program within a school. It has to be taught during a school day.
Okay.
And then after that, there is opportunities for tournaments like such this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. there's opportunities for tournaments outside of the school, but it has to be taught within a school day. We were talking last night about some homeschools. Homeschools are very welcome
right.
to be part of this program. But again, there's some stipulations in there as far as for tournament play, that those home schools need to meet together for two other subjects besides just shooting archery.
Okay.
So that would make them eligible for shooting tournaments.
That shouldn't be too difficult to do.
Yes. Yes. Another thing with the program, it really instills life skills within the archers. The kids are learning work ethics, dedication. Again, like I said before, honesty, integrity. It does offer a lot of things. There's many years where parents come to me after the season and they say, you know, my son or daughter, I was very surprised that they took to this. They enjoy it so much. There's no pressure like you do have on some team sports. The kids that you wouldn't think would – it's one of those things you want to get some of those kids out behind the computer or behind their phones, you know, and get them out and doing something. And once you do it once, it's pretty addicting.
I give – a little credit to archery being like computer games and the phone, because the kid gets instant gratification. You see that arrow hit the target and you know whether you made a good shot or not, that instant feedback. And I think we've conditioned kids to want that by the video games and stuff. So it's a great program for that. Target shooting with rifles and BB guns is another one that I get into a lot. But I think that's a great thing.
Yep. I can tell you a little bit about how much NASP has grown. The program started in 2002 down in Kentucky, and it was piloted by 21 middle schools. After the first year, the surrounding states of Kentucky got word of it, and they were like, we want to get this in our school.
Very good.
Well,
so
since,
how does a school get involved?
Okay. So that one way, as far as in Nebraska, we can get a hold of Aaron Hirschberger at Game and Parks.
I know Aaron well.
Yeah. And he will kind of give you the layout as far as what Nebraska needs. Normally a program for a school is around $600. We have federal funding. Within that $600, you get your bows, your arrows, your targets, your nets, some repair tools to fix those that equipment, and we can get you started again. But that it has to be taught during that school day.
Cost-wise, that is a drop in the bucket for school. Because I'm thinking, what's it take to outfit? I hope one of the North Platte football coaches is listening. How much does it cost to run that program? How much is the equipment? And so you're talking $600.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And as the program grows, most of the time the students will go out and buy their own bow. And, you know, at that, they're looking at around $200 for a bow.
When you start talking about, you know, what it teaches you, and a kid gets into archery and gets, you know, really into it, like addicted, as we call it, like me, probably like you, you got your first bow, you hunted with it, you liked it. And from there, you expanded into other things, like we talked about bow fishing, doing that. And then I collect different bows, primarily due to their historical value. Like we talked about the one Mongolian horse bow that I have. It just amazes me. But it furthers my love and respect for the sport.
That's right. Correct.
I don't know. I got to check the time here. Jack, we about to do for a commercial? Yep, we must be. He's going to the board. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This morning we are talking with John Gerber. John is, let me get your card out here and read it directly. I got your regional representative for the Archery in the Schools program through the Game and Parks Commission. It's a heck of a job.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I collect sayings that I put where I do my writing, and one of them is, it's not a job if it's a passion. And I really believe that. And I think you're in the same boat.
Yep, I have a lot of fun with this program and really believe in it, and it's doing a great job for our young people.
Now, you mentioned earlier you've got a tournament going here this weekend. Let's talk about that. It'll be at the DNN Event Center, and most people here know exactly where that is. So give us the other details.
Okay. Well, it'll start out at – we have a target – our bullseye section, which is an 80-centimeter target. And then we also have a 3D portion of that, which is the foam animals.
Right.
And we'll start at 10 o'clock as a first flight for both of them. And we'll run every hour with new flights. And then our last flight will be at 2:45. And after that, we'll have an award, giving out awards for how the kids did that day.
Now, tell us how many kids you got coming to this and where they're from.
Okay. So we have, this tournament is called the Western Regional Tournament. And we have kids from, obviously, Nebraska. We have some participants from Iowa. We have participants from South Dakota. I believe I saw some participant from Kansas coming up. So it's kind of a regional outside of Nebraska as well, if you will.
Very good.
And we're looking at, the last I saw, the numbers were 300 and some on the target and 150.
On the bullseye target.
On the bullseye target, and then 150 for the 3D shooting. And 3D is becoming very popular.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I was just going to ask you. I said, of the two, which one do you prefer to shoot?
Yeah. I like target the best. Because it just kind of reminds me of like golf. You know, you go, you shoot. It really is. You go out and have that great round one day, and it brings you back for the next one. And then you don't shoot as well the next day. And then it brings you back again. It's just, that's what I like. The kids really enjoy the 3D, and we're seeing the numbers jump up from there. We really just got started with 3D in Nebraska here about 2 years ago at our state tournament, and the numbers have just doubled and tripled here coming up for our next state tournament.
What
in March.
Are the distances that the kids are shooting at?
Okay, for the target, the 80 centimeter target, they'll shoot at it 10 meters. They'll shoot three ends at 10 meters, and then we'll move them back to 15 meters, and they'll shoot three ends of five arrows, sorry.
Okay.
And then as far as the 3D goes, our closest animal is 10 meters, which is the turkey, and the furthest animal is our ram, and that's at 15 meters. So both of the 3D and the target, we're shooting the same distances. So that's it, kind of...
The ram was at
15.
15, okay.
Yep, just like our 80-centimeter target.
That's within my realm. I mean, I'm an archer. I like to shoot. But there's a couple guys here I know in town that realistically can launch arrows at 200 yards. They are amazing. Of course, they've got a compound bow with everything on it. I don't know how much energy's left in an arrow at 200 yards, but I like the closer shots, of course. And I was doing a seminar one time with Cabela's down in Kansas City, and I had a guy come up to me after one of my archery segments, and he says, "What is your optimal distance to shoot at?" And I said, "I want that broadhead hitting a vital before the knock leaves the string." a couple feet would be great.
One of the things that, you know, since we're talking about the bows and stuff like that, with National Archery and Schools program, all the kids across the country use the same bow, which is a Genesis original bow.
Excellent bow.
Very hardy bow. You can pretty much do anything to them, and they're gonna be okay.
And I think the greatest thing about them, and with your program especially, is you can tune that bow so the draw weight can fit the shooter.
Correct.
You're not trying to haul back, you know, come over a 75-pound break point.
Mm-hmm.
First time I saw those and I was helping with some kids, I thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get them for anywhere from 10 pounds all the way up to 20, 21 pounds draw weight. These bows don't have no sights on them, so they're shooting
instinctively.
Instinctively, yeah. And it's that way across the country. That's another great thing about the program is that everybody's on the same playing field from 4th grade to 12th grade.
We
have kids that are in 5th grade taking out kids in 12th grade. You know, so it's perfect.
That's great. We got a couple minutes here left. I'd like you to think about some of the events you've had and done, and what are a couple of the most memorable things you got to watch and see?
You know, the most memorable, and I see it every year, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, seeing the smiles on the kids' face. And then we talk about the distances. Well, our distance is at a place where kids are going to be successful. Challenge, but successful. But just seeing the smiles on the kids' face, you know, and talking to parents, seeing how wonderful, how they enjoy the program, and
right,
how they're getting into the outdoors as more too because of archery, and they're able to come together as a family more. Before, you know, we're in a world right now where everybody's going every direction at the, you know, this brings them together. You know, I've been at a lot of tournaments. Our national tournaments we go to is down in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
You know, when you, the very, there's 15,000 shooters down there.
Wow.
And that first flight, that first arrow, when they blow that whistle, that first arrow, when you hear, you know, 500 and some arrows hit the target at one time, that's something to remember.
That is.
That noise is just incredible.
That is.
So,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. The closest thing I have to compare it to is in the muzzleloader realm. There is a competition called a post shoot. They take a 4-inch creosote fence post, put it in the ground. You have teams of five, and each team, the objective is to cut that post off. So everybody's shooting right at ground level. And the first volley, when they get the fire command, and you may have 25, 30, 35 rifles going off within a second or two of one another, that's got to be what the Revolutionary War was like.
I bet.
After that, it's load and shoot as fast as you can, which takes a bit.
Yeah.
I got one curious question for me is, mm-hmm, knowing you're an archer, knowing you're into this, how many bows do you have?
I really don't have a bow. I only have three bows myself. I have...
Man, that amazes me.
Yep. I'm more into the coaching of it, you know, I have a couple compound bows, and, you know, one for hunting,
yep,
one for bow fishing, which is a Genesis,
yep,
bow.
Like mine.
Yeah, I don't have a bunch of them. I have a couple long bows that were passed down to me from my dad and grandparents. But other than that, I don't have a whole bunch. I just enjoy coaching it.
I got into the old Bear bows, and I, a couple of my pride and joys is I have a Bear Grizzly bow made in 1957, which was the year I was born. So hunt with it occasionally, and then I've got a couple of others, the Grizzly, the Kodiak Magnums and stuff like that, and they're pretty.
They look nice hanging up on the wall.
Yeah.
That's where mine are.
Anyway, that's about all I got, unless you want to add anything.
Does
it cost anything if people want to come out and look at the presentation?
There is no cost that I'm aware of, but there may be a dollar or two just to offset some of the bills for the place we're renting. But, you know, I encourage, you know, if there's teachers out there listening, to get a hold of Game and Parks or Aaron Hershberger, and we can get you started on a program in your school. Eastern part of the state, we're doing really well as far as in the schools. Central, we're picking up, but we really need to work on this western part.
And if anybody listening, if they didn't catch your name or Aaron's name, get a hold of me. I got all the contacts. So anyway, Don, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll be out there to see you sometime tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.